Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of Wizards, Warriors, and Words. If you're enjoying the writing advice on this show, you might like my new podcast, The Jed Hearn Show, where every week I share the best fantasy writing advice that I've learned from publishing 3 fantasy novels and a best-selling video game. There's over 12 episodes that you can listen to right away, including my top 10 fantasy books of all time, how to make fantasy names that don't suck, 2 rules that make writing effortless, and my complete summaries of Brandon Sanderson's and Neil Gaiman's writing classes, and much more. Check it out by searching for The Jed Hearn Show in your podcast app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Warriors and Words, a fantasy writing advice podcast. I'm Jed Hearn, author of Siege of Treblin, and I am joined by my fellow writers, starting with Michael R. Fletcher.
Oh, hi, I'm Michael R. Fletcher, author of the Obsidian Path trilogy and some other stuff.
Rob J. Hayes.
Hello, I'm Rob J. Hayes. I'm recently back off holiday and knackered, and I wrote some books, we'll go with the War Eternal. The War Eternal trilogy. It's not a trilogy anymore.
And
it's
lastly, like Dirk fun. Ashton. A quintilogy. A quintuplet?
I don't know. It's a series.
A 5-book series.
Yeah.
5-book series. And our last host is Dirk
Ashton. I am Dirk Ashton, and I wrote the Paternus trilogy and all of Rob's books.
It's true.
And today we're going to be doing a bunch of listener questions, starting off with some audio questions that our listeners sent in. As always, you can go to our website, wizardswarriorswords.com, and there is a link there that will let you record a voice note to send in. So the very first question comes from Michael. Let's see if I can play it properly.
Hey guys, love the podcast. I was wondering if each of you could add one additional author to the podcast as a regular host. Regardless of their busyness or location across time and space, alive or dead, who would you have on and why? Thanks.
Ooh,
I love this question so
that's
much.
Fun.
I know exactly who I'd have.
Across time and space,
Michael, you go first.
As well.
Yeah, dead or alive. So I would have Mick Farron on. He wrote a pile of pulpy science fiction back in the 80s. He was a drug-using rock and roll rebel, the real deal, anarchist, and absolutely brilliant. He played in bands. He toured. His publisher told him to try and write something like Star Wars, and the result was absolutely just mental. So I would love to have Mick Farron on. I think he'd be an amazing dude to chat with.
Okay.
That sounds really interesting. I've never heard of that name before.
Hmm. Yeah. If you're younger than, say, 13 or 14 years old, you probably...
I never heard of him, and I'm old.
For that one.
That's... You're old, but...
I used to read a
too
lot.
Old. Yeah. Look him up, though. Mick Farron.
Dirk or Rob, do either of you have... Mike, were you adding something?
No, it's all good. Rock it.
Who would you have, Rob?
Dirk or Rob, do you
That's
have...
That's hard.
You know,
yeah, Rob, you go.
I'm trying to think about it. It's like... Who
choose anybody.
Anybody. Can I choose Cthulhu?
I know.
That'd be an interesting one.
No, a writer.
He wrote things. He wrote, like... Who wrote The King in Yellow? I can't remember. Anyway,
it
I don't know.
It wasn't Cthulhu. Robert E. Howard?
No. Well, I mean, there's the
no.
King in Yellow, and then there's
Lovecraft?
The King in Yellow.
You want Lovecraft?
No, fuck Lovecraft, he's a racist.
Oh.
I don't know, honestly. I don't know enough about authors' personal lives. I like books, but I don't know enough about the authors to say this person would be cool to chat to. How about Bruce Campbell? He wrote books. Actually, he wrote autobiographies about his chin.
That'd be awesome. He's hilarious.
About his what?
Like, no, he's got a couple of autobiographies.
He's making shit up at this point.
No, I'm not. Like, oh, God, I can't remember what the names of them are. But, yeah, his autobiographies have got something about... They're about his chin. If chins could kill, there you go.
As you do.
If chins could kill. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes authors have too much power.
And then his second one, Hail to the Chin. It's true. They're real.
Wow. So he was really just beating the dead horse of the Chin franchise. What was it called? The Chin Cinematic Universe? The CCU?
I don't know. It could be. Anyway.
What about you, Dirk? Who would you pick?
Oh, God. It's so hard. For an ongoing host, like every episode, kind of like us. That's what he was asking. I don't know. Yeah. Somebody like Roger Zelazny would be awesome.
I thought you were going to say
Zelazny. Yeah, but I mean, of course, it'd be great to get like Edgar Allan Poe. But how would it be to talk to Edgar Allan Poe on a podcast every day, right?
Yeah, it'd be bizarre, yeah. Right?
I think it would be exhausting, to be honest.
yeah, probably.
He'd just be like, I can hear some weird sound in the background of your audio. It's like a heartbeat or something coming from underneath someone's floorboard.
Me?
It's weird. It's, I don't know what's going on there. That's what I imagine talking with Edgar Allan Poe would be like.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm moving a little slow this morning. It's been a rough week.
Hey, you're all good, man. Yeah, I think... For me, I toss up between going with a current author who I really like, who I don't think, for me personally, I feel like doesn't do enough podcasts and has really great insights about writing, versus someone from like a really long time ago. So I'll give you the two picks. The modern author is Joe Abercrombie, because I absolutely love his writing. Yeah. I feel like he talks about writing in a great way. And also, I feel like he's not regularly doing interviews on podcasts, no. As far as I can
see. He does them, but yeah, he's just a fun guy. He would be a lot of fun to just have as a regular host. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I imagine he would be pretty cool. And then the other part of my mind is, what if you chose, like, I don't know, the person who wrote, like, Gilgamesh, or someone who wrote, like, you know, some of the old, like, ancient things from... thousands of years ago. Like, what if you had Homer on and he could talk about, like, oh yeah, when I was writing the Iliad.
I'd be terrified.
Okay, so there's
terrified.
Actually a lot of debate over whether those have a single author or not. There's because the amount they've been changed over the years, that
I was going to mention that
there may never have been a single author of, like, you know, Gilgamesh or the like. So that would be like a rotating series of hosts of people who have contributed to
I'd be afraid that if we summoned whoever wrote Gilgamesh, we might like get a demon.
Quite a possibility, yeah. Which would be like, wouldn't it be great for?
Wouldn't it be great if we summoned a demon?
I mean, to be honest, we've already got one demon on this show. I'm not going to say who, but you know. So having two wouldn't be too much of an issue.
You know who it is.
His name.
That's right. The demons name would reminds cancel each other out.
Rhymes with Michael Snitcher.
I don't know who that could possibly be. Like, that narrows it down to two or three people, but it doesn't give you a specific culprit, does it?
Far could be too anyone. Fluffy and sweet to be a demon.
That's true.
Be some sort of clever disguise.
You'd be like the wussiest demon in the world. He's a demon.
Oh, the great that demon guy? Sipping tea and take a nap now.
I mean, to be honest, I do like the fact that you now have cuddly toys on your shelf above you. It's very you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they've always been there. I guess the camera angle's a little different today. those were my daughter's very first two stuffed animals she slept with when she was a baby. She'd have one bear. It was a bear and a hippopotamus up there, stuffed under each armpit.
So they are covered in baby sweat and vomit.
Yep. And I will treasure them forever. That's what we do.
I will never, ever wash these.
It's like, why is your office smell?
Thanks, Michael, for the question there. That was actually really fun discussion. And other audio question we have from Robert. Let's see if I can play that.
Hang on, we've got a question from Fletcher. And a
hello, Jed, Rob, Dirk, and Mike. My name is Rob, and as you can probably tell by my Bonza accent, like Jed, I also hail from sunny Australia, though from Melbourne, which, let's be frank, is way sexier than Perth. My question is this. Given all four of you have been offering writing advice for the better part of 2 years, have the shared insights you've all provided to everyone who has watched and listened helped your writing, how you write, and the end result of all that writing? And as a fellow Australian, I'm compelled to stand with Jed and say to the faux American, the actual American, and the fellow who lives in the country that lost America, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. Love the podcast, and here's to many more.
Right. Love the energy, Robert.
I have no idea what we're just asking.
There was no question.
No, it was.
The question was,
have we learned anything from doing this podcast about writing?
Ah.
The answer is
yes.
No.
Don't do a podcast about writing?
We're
have
not the
I?
Kind of people we're talking about.
Yeah, I've learned all kinds of stuff. I mean, when we get to talk to like
Adrian
Tchaikovsky and you know, Anthony Ryan, and stuff like
Brent
that.
So what you're saying is you've learned nothing from us, but you've learned things from better authors.
No, I have actually learned quite a bit from you guys over the years, but.
Yeah, we want to hear it, Dirk. That's what the question's all about. It's about what we learn from each
other. But I know you
guys.
Besides
that ego.
I know you guys, so a lot of the stuff I've learned from you guys was from outside the podcast and from talking to you and reading your books and such.
Well, personally...
I'll start with one, maybe just to kick us off. And that is, Mike, a lesson that I took from you probably maybe about a year ago or so was... I suppose I'd always had the mindset that like the most important thing that you could be doing was like getting your daily words down and getting that habit and just like, you know, grinding away and continuing at it. And I think one of the things that you've mentioned a few times is how like, yes, it's important to have those strong writing habits, particularly when you're starting out, but sometimes it's counterproductive to keep pushing when the story just isn't there. And sometimes you need to go off and do some other things like go for a run, consume some other type of like media to refill your creative well, go back to the drawing board and plan again. And that's something you've mentioned as well, Dirk, re-outlining throughout the novel writing process. Ooh. And I had that experience like a few days ago where I was sitting down to write a scene and I just wasn't feeling excited about it. And I felt kind of stuck. And I realized, why am I putting the pressure on myself to write this if I'm not feeling excited? Because readers won't like it either. So I instead just went away, had to think about it for that day. And then at the end of the day, had a much better direction for that scene that was pretty different. And I wouldn't have got there if I had just tried to plug away brute force.
I'm good for something.
Thanks for that lesson.
That was it, though. That was the one thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the one lesson.
Right,
if anybody could take one,
100 episodes.
If anything takes one, anyone takes one thing from me, that's good. Or you could like to refresh. You can go on holiday to Scotland, like Rob just did.
Yeah. And get sunburned.
It's true. I did. I've got a burned head. It's very sore up there. You know.
Because it's you know, it's because Scotland is known for its sunny climes.
It is. I mean, it's my first holiday like without hair, so I've got to get used to these things.
Yeah, you just need to.
Yeah.
There's wear a hat, Rob. Wear a hat.
It's
Rob.
People can get
it's Rob. Hat Rob. Hat. And he didn't.
I know,
wear
but
a hat.
It was so windy that I had to put my hat in my bag because it was getting blown off my head constantly. So. Windy and
you never see that scene in The Lord of the Rings where Gandalf's hat just gets blown off and he goes, you know what, sod it, I'm giving up on this whole quest, it's too windy.
Have you ever worn a Gandalf hat? They are so heavy. No. Wind will not touch those things.
Yeah. They're very heavy, all that felt. The Worldcon is going to be in Scotland in 2 years.
Yes, 2024, Glasgow.
Yeah, I want to do that. I plan to do that.
I will be there.
If that's, all else is
it's
well.
Not a big thing for me. It's like 5 hours on a train or something. Tops. Be fine.
A single train trip.
Anyway, there was a question.
What about the rest of you guys? What other lessons have you... Yeah.
Okay,
what,
so...
Rob, have you had any lessons from me, the other cohorts?
I've learned there's no one way of doing things. Because it's very easy when you don't have contact with other authors regularly to get into your method and think this is the method. But when you chat to a bunch of other authors, like you know you guys and all the other guests that we've had on, you quickly learn that everybody does things differently. So there's no one set way of doing it, you know. And sometimes it's good to change things up. Maybe as a permanent sort of thing, you adopt a habit of another writer or whatever, or maybe just like, okay, for this book, I'm going to do things slightly differently. You know, you might be like, I'm going to plan for this book. I'm you know, a dedicated pantser, but for this book, I'm going to do a bit of more planning or whatever. So yeah, for me, it's just that it's learning that there are so many different ways of doing things, and no one way is right.
Cool.
It's a damn good lesson.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I pick up just little things that I find seeping into my writing habits all the time on this show.
Were you about to say something then, Mike? Sorry.
No, that just commenting. That was Rob's was a fantastic lesson. That's actually very well put. He should probably be a writer.
Yeah,
I know.
So
every now and again, I come up with a gem of wisdom that I learned from someone else.
So Rob has, or Mike has learned nothing because he already knew everything.
Oh, I was so fantastic before any of this started.
If anything, it's probably made your writing abilities worse.
Yeah.
You had to hang around with us, and it's dragged you down.
Everything since then has been just dive downhill as I learn more and more shit from you people.
It's a slowly dilution of perfection. You started off perfect, and then just like everything else has been seeping in and making you worse over time.
Yep.
Yep. Terrible.
Yep.
You're going to end up writing erotica.
Yeah. It's like we all start as wonderful and innocent and brilliant, and then school ruins us.
It's true.
And in this case, we are the school.
Yes.
Alrighty, okay. Next question. Moving right along.
Robert, thanks for that question. Really appreciate the shout out from a fellow Australian. I need all the support I can get. Much appreciated. So let's grab another listener question. Lewis, who is a patron, by the way, thanks, Lewis, asks, what scenario is it a good idea to publish under a pseudonym? Something that I believe none of us have done.
I've been considering it.
Interesting.
Because I have recently taken back the rights to my science fiction thriller, Drones. So it's not currently available anywhere. And I'm thinking of re-releasing it. More as a thriller than trying to target more as a thriller than a sci-fi, and do it under a pseudonym. It would be quite a basic pseudonym.
Bob Rays.
I was thinking RJ Hayes, but spell Hayes with a Z instead.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, well, not really, but it's just a way to sort of like differentiate a bit. And I think that's the main reason to do it. And you don't particularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know authors who use a pseudonym anyway, just because they have a. Did we lose Rob?
We did.
Rob just disappeared.
Okay,
let's continue.
Yeah, because they because they have a job that they don't just want the name out there all the time, even though people do. Or she doesn't hide it, but Laura Hughes writes under her own name. But she writes as Demi Harper for her lit RPG stuff or progression fantasy kind of stuff. So it's a different kind of thing. And
hold on, Dirk. I just need to stop you there for a second. It says, Rob, there's, I think, low space on your computer. So the recording is not functioning on your browser properly. Cool. Just wanted to let, just in case something happens with that. Continue, Dirk.
And some folks write different, like romantic fantasy under one name, epic fantasy under another name. If we're really lucky, we might get Christian Miles / Miles Cameron on this show, maybe soon. But he writes, he writes under his real name, Christian Cameron, for his historical fiction, and Miles Cameron for his fantasy. So
even, yeah, I feel like this was more of a common thing back in the day. Like Robin Hobb's real name is not Robin Hobb, for example. So this was something that was done back then, perhaps because publishers maybe thought that like certain names wouldn't sell as well if they like came across sounding female versus names that sounded more male, or because they needed to have a more like fantasy sound to them or whatever. These days, I feel like that's probably less of a concern. Yeah, I don't think there's... I think, yeah, to your point, Dirk, it probably comes down to like, are you working a job where you think that an employer, a potential employer, like Googling your name and seeing books might be bad for that? Then probably a pseudonym is an okay idea. And also definitely if you're doing it in different genres, because the reason that's important is Amazon is going to try to figure out what type of people buy your book. And if it's got, let's say Mike writes books about cooking, and then Mike also writes books about grimdark fantasy, Amazon is going to see someone buy one of Mike's cookbooks and think, great, here's another Michael Fletcher book. It's a grimdark fantasy. I'm going to suggest it to the person who brought the cookbook.
That's true. I never even thought of that.
The algorithm quite a bit.
I just learned something else on this podcast.
Hey, there we go. So that's why it's quite common to see, particularly like established writers who then are also writing like nonfiction writing advice books, you will often see that they might put an extra initial in there, or they might like change their name up. And that's purely just to make sure that the algorithm is not suggesting, is not getting confused. Because ideally what you want to have is your name is associated with a particular type of story so that it's easier for Amazon to sell that story to other people. Now, that's not the be all and end all of your considerations as an author, but it is definitely good to be aware of that. So that would be my two cents on it. Mike, do you have any thoughts on pseudonyms? Something that you ever considered?
Yeah, no, I mean, the one time I sort of considered it was shopping books a couple of years ago to publishers after Beyond Redemption had critically done well, but not sort of like sales-wise done well. And I was unsure if a publisher would be like, oh, that's that guy who flops, or not. And my agent at the time was like, nah. He said, don't bother. It's fine.
Well, I remember talking to Mike Carey, known for his comics. And then he wrote Felix Caster series, which was urban fantasy a la sort of, you know, Jim Butcherish, but his own kind of thing, and it did okay. But then he wanted to do things that were different, and his publisher said, "Let's do a different name." And he said, for a very long time, no one knew that M.R. Carey was Mike Carey, and Girl with All the Gifts just blew up and did really, really well. So I don't know if he'll go back to Mike Carey if he writes more straight fantasy kind of stuff.
A name or a book that blows up, you kind of want everything attached to that.
Yeah.
At least for me. But I mean, mind you, I'm, you know, fantasy, really one, you know, one genre with a toe in science fiction at the moment.
I read a very good review of Rob's Titan Hoppers. Somebody loved it.
You mean that book that isn't?
They said, "How does he? I'm amazed. How does he keep getting better and better?"
Yeah, I know.
Right, he's learning shit from us on this podcast.
That's right.
Correct.
So, I'm sorry. I'm back now. I don't know if it's going to let me stay or not. Hello, I'm back.
Hey, we'll wrap this up in a few minutes anyway, so it's all good. Yeah, how is Titan Hoppers coming along?
It's coming along. It's on the 12th of July, so, you know, it seems to be coming along well. It's been well received by Arc.
Oh, wow. That will be not long after this episode comes out.
Cool.
Titan Hoppers. Is the cover art actually finished? The real cover art?
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Is it? Rob's recording isn't working again, so let's maybe just like let's finish while we're on a semi-good note here, and then we'll try to fix this off air. Thank you for sending in your questions to the show. As a reminder, if you go to wizardwarriorswords.com, there is a button on there that lets you record a voice message for the show. Also, if you would like to have priority access to your questions on the show, you can head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardswarriorswords, and you can get bonus episodes on there and also faster access to getting your questions answered on the show. So thank you for listening or watching, and we will see you next
time.
Thanks,
everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.